Be found and be convincing. That's the motto of a local tech firm whose job it is to raise the profile of your business online. Searching Works is a company that helps other firms become more noticeable online and helps to bring not just more, but higher quality traffic to their websites. And we're joined now by Searching Works president and CEO, Chris Bieber. Chris, how are you today?
I'm doing just great. How are you doing, Greg?
Fantastic. Thanks so much for joining us. So, Chris, maybe you can start off by explaining to our listeners a bit more what your company does, what you do in terms of increasing their market visibility, and exactly who are the types of people who should be getting in touch with you.
Sure, Greg. My company focuses essentially on two things, and that is we help companies' websites to be found online and to be convincing, which is what, of course, the tagline says. And this really breaks down into being found when somebody searches for what you have to sell in Google or Yahoo or MSN or other search engines. And there are several ways in which this can be accomplished. And we specialize in helping companies to be found. And once you are found in a search engine, that people actually click on your listing and then hopefully buy something on your website or register or whatever else your website's conversion goal is. And the ideal story here is that people that search for what you have to sell are obviously an ideal target audience for you. They already are in a buying frame of mind or in a research frame of mind, depending on what your offer looks like. So search engine optimization and the counterpart to it, which is paid search or search engine marketing, really are appropriate for a huge range of businesses. In essence, any business that operates a website that is more than just brochureware, where the website is serving a business purpose of lead generation and sales generation.
So if I'm a company that produces widgets, for example, what you're responsible for is making sure that when someone is looking for widgets online and they Google it, that my company is going to be the first one that comes up on the search return. And not only that, all of the relevant information in terms of how to buy and where to buy and what the features are going to be easily accessible.
That is the ideal outcome, yes.
So have I kind of defined there what is search engine optimization? Because I've been looking over your company's services, and I've seen that term used, search engine optimization and search engine marketing. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes. There are really two different disciplines at work here. One is search engine optimization, which is essentially the amount of work that is required to help your search engine results show up in the organic or natural search results of Google or Yahoo or the other search engines. So that is that has to do with optimizing content on your website and how this content gets crawled by the search engine indexes. And then the other side, which is search engine marketing, is also often called pay-per-click marketing. And that has to do with the advertising that shows up when somebody searches for widgets online, for example. What kinds of ads display there? And again, you can obviously pay on a per-click basis when somebody searches for widgets that they see your ad and then click on the ad, and only if and when they click on the ad do you actually pay for this transaction, this click. So an ad itself doesn't cost you anything. So it's a very low-cost activity and can be highly, highly effective in terms of driving ROI.
Well, I think that's probably the best sell line you could have right there, low cost and high efficiency. By the sounds of it, this is something that could be applied to any range of businesses online. But do you find that there are some businesses that are better suited for these techniques than others, or is it really something that anyone can take advantage of?
Well, in my experience, it is really anyone can take advantage of this. As I said before, it is anybody where any organization where the website has more than just brochureware effect. So if I have a website that has a business function, i.e. for lead generation or sign-ups to newsletters or whatever, both search engine optimization and search engine marketing can be very useful and very valuable tools in your marketing arsenal.
Now, Chris, if I understand correctly, you also offer some web consulting on issues such as making a site more appealing and easier to navigate, making sure that the relevant content is easy to find. How often are you confronted by, you know, relatively big companies who are successful, who have detailed websites, but they're still kind of difficult to navigate and get what you're looking for?
Well, That's a really good question. And the interesting situation is that many companies that have large established websites leave money on the table, so to speak. We have had clients with thousands of pages in websites, and the design is very appealing and whatnot, but when you look behind the scenes and look at the site, so to speak, with googly eyes, what you see is that out of those thousands of pages, only a couple hundred may be indexed, and those couple of hundred pages all have the description, have an irrelevant description or sort of a generic description when they show up. And if they show up in a search engine result. So because the challenge, of course, is not just to be listed in the search engine results page, but also be listed in a way that somebody actually clicks on the result and lands on your website as a result of that click.
So I guess maybe the next step to that question, is it a common problem that you encounter that company officials, whether they're presidents or CEOs or marketing representatives, don't know exactly what their clients expect to see on their website or how the information should be assessed? Is there some kind of a divide sometimes between the marketing side and the consumer side?
Yes, and that's actually a very good point, because your search engine insight can actually help you understand what your audience is looking for. So rather than describing yourself as the leading provider of business-to-business process improvement software, which is really a term that nobody ever looks for, you would rather change the content on your website, and not just on your website, but in press releases and so on, to be more in tune with what your audience searches for on a daily basis. And that's the kind of insight that you can get from search engine marketing efforts and search engine optimization efforts as well.
So the KISS rule would apply: whenever possible, keep things simple, because that's how your consumers are probably going to be searching.
Absolutely. As far as search engine marketing is concerned, don't try to sort of reinvent new terms that may, you know, accurately describe in marketees, so to speak, what your product is all about or what your service is all about. But describe your product and service in terms that are familiar to your audience. Otherwise, there's really a mismatch here, and you will not be found, at least not when people are searching for those common terms.
Now, Chris, without getting you to reveal any big insider secrets of how your company operates, it's one thing to talk about optimizing the actual function of somebody's website, but how do you make that website really pop out on the internet? Especially if you're selling a product, perhaps, that might be a common product, how do you make it so that my widgets appear higher on the list than everyone else's?
Again, there is a number of things that you can do from the organic side of things that search engines look for. And that is, if I, again, try to be listed highly for blue widgets, then of course that term blue widgets should show up in the visible text of my website, so not hidden in some graphic that a search engine can't understand. It also should be showing up in links within my site and pointing back to my site. So rather than saying click here, which is a mistake that many websites still make, the link should actually say blue widgets or buy your _ blue widgets right here. And this helps certainly in the visibility of and there are other elements that come to bear here. And one of the key things there is, how easy is it for the website to be indexed by the big search engines? So if you look at a website that's entirely written in Flash, for example, which may look really cool, the search engines have a really big problem navigating and indexing what's going on in this Flash content. So I've seen examples where websites look great, but again, they are totally outside the index because the search engines couldn't understand what was going on, essentially. So those are some of the very basic rules. And obviously what happens is you are trying to optimize both what's on your website and how your website is being described by others. And that is how many links point to your website from other websites. And if you can influence the content of these links, then that's even better for your business, because you can tell somebody that clicks on a link that says blue widgets exactly what your website is all about, and that makes you more relevant when somebody actually looks for this term of blue widgets.
It sounds like a fairly unique but much-needed form of marketing, Chris, and I'm sure that you've piqued the interest of a number of people in the marketing field and leaders of local companies. For anyone who's looking for more information on what you do, where can they find you?
Well, of course, we have a website at www.searchingworks.com, and all my contact coordinates are on there as well, telephone and email and the like.
Chris Bieber is president and CEO of Searching Works, based right here in the capital. Chris, great talking to you. A very interesting service you provide, and best of luck in the future.
Thank you very much, Greg, and I look forward to further calls like that. Thank you.